Why, Muri Zimbabwe, Dom Kamchiram Chungwachedu Chevich Niki, Ushtelo Three Connection, Lilami, O Mike Hove. Welcome, 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 Studios VOA, Muri Zimbabwe, to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, the 10th of March, 2020. Chwagazo Mushe, Zimbabwe Mushe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Ndino Mgamchira Mchongwa Chedu Cheve Chitiki, Ushlelo Zee Connection, Lilami Umaiko Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of gender equality. Now, for those that do not know, Sunday the 8th of March officially marked International Women's Day. Now, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in celebrating this very important day. Now, this day that was set aside towards commemorating women empowerment and gender equality was themed I Am Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights. Now, this targets making sure that people of all genders, races, ages, nationalities, cultural backgrounds, and of course, most importantly, religions and ages come together to drive towards creating a gender equal world. Now, in the spirit of commemorating International Women's Day, there recently was an event here in Washington, D.C., whereby amongst them was Dr. Rita Nyamupinga, who won an award, a very, very prestigious award titled the Women of Courage Awards. As I mentioned early on, Dr. Rita Nyamupinga, who is a female rights defender in Zimbabwe, was one of the women that got the opportunity towards receiving this award this year. Amongst the other people who have won this award over the years is Beatrice Mtetwa, and of course, Justina Mukoko, human rights defender. All trailblazing women. Now, the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump, got to address some of these women. And of course, after yesterday, she released a tweet and a statement on her Twitter page, whereby she was talking to some of these women and issuing words of encouragement towards women worldwide. Let's take a look at a video of what First Lady Melania Trump had to say.
In my fourth year attending this ceremony, I continue to be inspired by the personal stories that accompany each of these extraordinary women. Throughout history, women have made lasting impacts on society, and these women represent the strength of the female spirit. Each of them have demonstrated acts of courage and leadership, often at risk to their own personal safety. Through their work, they empower women everywhere, and I'm grateful for their work and dedication to positive change. Under this administration, we have seen the unemployment rate for women reach the lowest level in almost 70 years. And last year, women filled over 70% of all the new jobs added. This is a big step forward for women and their vital contributions to the workplace.
All right, that was the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump. Shout out to them for that video. Now, as you heard there, she's highlighting the strides that women have made worldwide when we're talking about gender equality. Now, on the same issue, we decided, you know what, let's reach out to here. Over the weekend, my colleague, Blessing Zulu, reached out to Honorable Sthembiso Nyoni, the Minister of Women and Small to Medium Enterprises. Honorable Nyoni uttered some utterances whereby she said, the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa is working in the right direction when we're talking about the issues of gender equality. Let's listen to a bite of what Honorable Nyoni had to say.
It has been proven without doubt that any society that marginalizes its women, it marginalizes a very important resource and the majority of its population. In Zimbabwe, for instance, women are, I think, between 52% and 54% of the population. And most of those are young women who are very productive. And the women in Zimbabwe are very creative. A lot of them, they leave school and start their own small businesses. And they are doing very well on that.
Let's look at the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Where would you say the government has done well to empower women?
I think it has done very well. Look at the ministers of state. We have 50-50 men and women. There are 10 provinces and it's 5 men, 5 women. And if you have to go to our public service commission, 54% of civil servants are women. The public service is making sure that there is gender equality in employment. And if you look at the University of Zimbabwe, the University of Zimbabwe, it's more women, female students than male students. With the affirmative action that we have started, women are going more to universities and venturing into sectors that were mainly earmarked for men, like engineering, being pilot, and all sorts of male-dominated sectors.
All right, that was our Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. She is the Minister of Women and Small to Medium Enterprises in Zimbabwe. Liyamuzwa, umphathi ntambo obona ngezabesifazana, Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi yena ubona ngani uhulumeni kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is taking the right strides nxa sisikhuluma indaba zokuthuthukisa abantu abesifazana kwele Zimbabwe. Ndiyo zwamavakunzwa, mavakunzwa kuna Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. Ndiwo vanoveka minister vanoona nezvenyaya dzemadzimai munyika. Honorable Nyoni vanoti aiwa hurumende yava Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa hanzi it's working in the right direction, pachinotaura nezvenyaya dzekusimudzirwa kiwe vanhukadzi nevanasikana munyika. Saka ndikuda kunzwa maondo enyu, sisisi kuzwa ukuti leubona njani udaba lukhona muri yeZimbabwe. Ngenani kuhlelo, tell us what you think ukuti are women empowered in Zimbabwe? How far off is Zimbabwe when we're talking about indaba as a gender equality? So, if you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or you can call me live on air on +12026192077. As we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we are broadcasting live on radio on 4930-138600 per 15460 kHz per shortwave. We're also broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikonanjalo ku www.voandebele.com. Saka pinda mchirongwa mundu ze maondre enyu, mbaga tira chirongwa chedu chewe chitiki, uhlelo The Connection, lelami umaikowe.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3.
Once again, Maka Terra Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chikiki Uhlelo The Connection, lelami uMike Hove at Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Instagram is the username if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, we're broadcasting live on our two web pages. I know usually we broadcast live on three Facebook pages, those being VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Unfortunately, today we're only live off our two pages, those being VOA Studio 7, Tiripo Zakarepa, VOA Shona. Saka msakanga nukushia Chirongwa, kuitra mtuonene uandu edu, but before we head over to my panelists who are going to be joining me live via telephone from Zimbabwe, who are on the ground all trailblazing women, let us head over to something that happened in Luveve that shows that women have the potential to shape a nation's future. Young female students in Luveve High School recently launched a mobile application which has the potential to shape the way that Zimbabwe does its agriculture, the way that Zimbabwe conducts its agricultural industry. Let us take a look at a video that was done by Community Podium TV, whereby they got to interview these young women. And of course, before we head over to it, shout out to Community Podium TV for letting us use this video. Let's take a look.
So we have Farmers Feature, an app that is created by Young Flying Stars. So this app is helping, it's meant to help farmers to grow and to maintain and take good care of their crops and livestock. So this is our welcome page with a welcome note. If you click on login, you then go to the next page, which you set to select an option between crops, livestock, pets, and gardens. So if you click on crop, we go to the next page. We have the different crops, maize, wheat, tobacco. We have poultry. It is just giving details on how to keep poultry and how to keep animals like cattle, goats, you know. There's quite a challenge with the internet sometimes is slow, the Wi-Fi, the computer that will be occupied, and don't have computer to work on, so we just go back to desk, and sometimes we go back home, and we don't do our work, sometimes we do once a week, just because we don't have enough computers to work on. And we also have a problem of power supply. We don't have much power supply, and we only get power supply like once a week, and we don't have much time to work on our project. So use our app, Farmers Feature, created by Young Flying Stars.
Well, you heard it there. Farmers Future. Shout out to the young girls from Luveve. They're showing ukuthi ngempela ngempela abantu besifazana have the potential to shape the future of a nation. Shout out to, once again, to our Community Podium TV for letting us use this footage. If you guys should check out their Twitter page at Community Podium. Now, let's head over to my guests that are joining me. The first person that's joining me live via telephone, yena ukhona ngale eZimbabwe, she's on the ground, is Muzware Abiona Mataranyika. Now, this is really exciting for me because I recently learned that Abiona Mataranyika is the first SRC president for the University of Zimbabwe. So that's really exciting, and I'm really excited to have him on the show. Let's head over to Abiona Tinzokti. Aiwa, maundrake agadi. Abiona, welcome to the program. Sis, how are you doing?
Thank you, Mike. Hi, how are you?
I'm feeling great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Happy, I don't know if we can still say this, but happy International Women's Day.
Thank you so much. It's a happy month for us, although we're a good set because of the challenges that we face, you know, but it's our month, mm-hmm. So we are happy.
That's correct. Yeah. Now, Abiona, let's dive straight into it. Today we're focusing on the challenges that you guys face as women. Not just the challenges, but we're also talking about the issue of gender equality. As I'm sure you know, the theme of this year's commemorations actually focused on the issue on gender equality, towards making sure that everybody works together to ensure that there's, I guess, equal treatment amongst both men and women. My first question to you is this something that you think is happening in Zimbabwe?
Yes, it is. I have a number of instances where I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell us more.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
I said go ahead and tell us more about these instances. Early on, we were speaking to the Minister of Women, Honorable Simpson Yoni, and she was highlighting how, for example, within your university itself, she was saying that majority of the students that have now been enrolled within the University of Zimbabwe, a majority of them are mm-hmm. women. How does this play out when we're talking about gender equality?
All right. Number one, there are instances like climbing the career ladder, and career environment is much trickier for young female professionals who need to work harder than their male peers in order to earn recognition or praise. So if you look at the big dogs of the most popular corporations, and you notice a recurring pattern that the majority are men. Anyway, let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe that someone actually said that this is going to be the weakest SRC with a woman leading. And we also have issues with sexual harassment, the key topic of workplace or school. Sexism and harassment has become even more evident in recent years, with women taking up the courage to share their horrific stories. It's sad that women are still faced with this kind of challenges in the workload and in learning institutions. And we also have issues of pregnancy discrimination. Being a working woman can become extremely difficult when it comes to having a baby. Many women are afraid of starting a family knowing that their career will most likely be affected. And the time of the month, a woman's time of the month is more a joking matter. It's something that's completely out of a woman's control. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know how her body will react. One mind might be a breeze, whereas the other might feel like 100 patterns have invaded the belly and are on four times to break free. Now, some of us find this topic very difficult to understand and think women use it as an excuse to take personal day if they are unable to find themselves out of bed and make it into bed. You get what I'm saying?
Now, Abiona, you touched on something very important and very sensitive, the issue itself. Yokuti muzvikoro umo, tirikunzwa vanasikana varikuchema vachiti aiwa, pane dzimwewo nguva panenge pane murairidzi anomuudzawo mwana akakuti aiwa, kana uchida kuti tikupasise muchikoro uyawo tingoita zvepabonde. How serious is this issue and how long has this thing been going on?
It has been going on for time. Then what we are working towards is a moment where women can come out and claim their space and be able to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Because the essence is where someone just talks about it in passing, you know what I'm saying? But they are not there to like rise up and claim their space and talk about it or take it to a more, much higher hierarchy where the issue can be addressed and be dealt with, you know what I'm saying? So we are working towards that by introducing certain programs, inviting prominent people who can talk to the young girls about it so that they come out of their shell and talk about these issues.
All right, so regarding the Pamromo, Abiona, let me take my second guest, and then I'll give you a chance to come back. Hold on for 1 second on the line. Now, I think I got handy good tando kwenji or connecting when he as to one and abantu batini emakhasini ethu ku Facebook. Ku Facebook we see lo boss chaya kuru uti watching you from Gaborone, Botswana. Dumelang tate boss nakeshap wena uka intate. Tabo aruti from Serowe Admin Authority. I want to mgamchira mchirongwa mkoma tabo. Now, umkokele uti linjani bantu bagiti from Parktown, Johannesburg, kunjani koli puti boss chaya kuru vanyola zwekare anza aiwa. Tirimo Muchirongwa. Utrite Tube Uti, how are you, sir? Minanya Pila Tube Wenunjan Tembo Jena Wuselo Pelasizumbo Noako Motabo Silalo Namusa. Papage Redu Facebook pa VOA Shona and na beloved Mikaela Wadi Msorwe Nyaya Chi Nasin Dichango Pinda Iwa Nasim Churongwa Trubata Nya Yezuku Remekezwa Kwekozer Kwemaz Mai Kanavanaskana Munika and Rubonzwa Kuti Zirku Itikere Uyezu Trubata Nya gender equality munyika ndoda kunzwa kuti nemaondere pane mikana yakafanana here patinokurukura nezve mikana irikupiwa vana vanhurume nevanakadzi Claire ari kuti good evening live on your program from Josie Brackage Skipani, how is Johannesburg? Clayton Anzi watching you from Peter Marisburg. How's Peter Marisburg? Mkoma Anzi na Freedom. Mkoma Mike Hove Murisei. Ndagati Rachirongwa ndri uko ku Kapa ku Cape Town. Aiwa chinotenda nukupinda mchirongwa. Let's head over to my second guest on Genayo Gushelo. Live ekwengweni Ngutando Kwenji. Sis Tando Unjan.
Nyapila,
Sisi. Welcome to the program. Now, as we let's just dive straight into it, Tando. See, namhla sixoxa ngodaba lokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazana elizweni. We're focusing on the issue of gender equality. Sike sayenza ingxoxo lo Minister of Women, Honorable Thembi Sonyoni. And Honorable yena uthi hayi ngempela uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing everything they can to ensure that women are uplifted. She highlighted several different things. The first one being ukuthi yena uthi amongst the government workers, majority of those are actually women. She further talked about the ukuthi ungakhangela, for example, in universities such as the University of Zimbabwe, majority of the students that are getting the opportunities to go in are actually women. As a woman in the country, do you agree with these sentiments? Do you feel as though that the environment being created is conducive and is actually empowering for women?
All right. I think the environment as it is, it's not as conducive as we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
The efforts are there. We see them through the Ministry of Women and other experts that are playing in Bulawayo in trying in Zimbabwe in trying to promote gender equality. But then I'm more concerned at this time about the quality rather than the quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it very closely, even with politics, there are very few women who are genuinely there in politics besides Labavan Genenian proportional representation.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at important fields of work like mining, like technology and manufacturing industries, there are very few women that you find in those spaces. And as long as women are not where the money is, it means that participation in public life is going to be limited to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
It means that nobody participates in public life, but rather participate as second-class citizens. So Kayela, even Kadesi as it is, I've mentioned the politics, I've mentioned I'm a male-dominated field of work, but you know, so Kanyelela, Sema University, Ankhona, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, women are the majority because there is a population here to say that women are the majority. But what comes out of the participation here, when it comes to our leadership positions, when it comes to taking our positions of power, everything in Zimbabwe is still a bit more male-dominated. So as we are moving towards gender equality and any achievement in SDG 5, I think it's time we think beyond just our numbers and we try to look at the quality of participation and engagement in those public spaces.
Mm-hmm. Let me head over to my first caller that's joining me, and then I'll go back to Abiona and come back to you. Yes, we're going to be talking about the people who are 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 talking about the people
who are talking
about the people who are talking
Hayi khona mbili njani baba?
Hayi siyaphila. Nantu kudaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazana elizweni. Ubona ngani lokhu kwenzakala na?
Yeah, lolu daba lunzima kakhulu. Akula nto ehamba ngesitatani lapha eZimbabweni. Nayi sizwa kuthiwa kuyakhanja kusiya phambili. Akula nto ehambayo ngoba wakhangela. Sike saba lomoya kuphezulu. Sikusaba lo vice president wesifazana kusukela khonapho kwase kwawa so ungathi yena into iyaphambili ikubuyela phansi lokuthi kuyoyinto eyenzayo sakula nto ehambayo iyaphambili lapha ngabe kathi esifile omunye okhona ngabe sidayi uyaqhubeka ukuze afike layo abe ngupresident ngoba laba bantu laba sekumele ukuthi labafazi labo babambane kakhulu lapha kakuwakuhlonitha ilungelo labo kaliphatha kahle for example ngengabona leilageria laphana iyaba nomama lo-Erin Jensen yavuka yayivele ibulewe yabulawa ngamadoda amadoda ayabulala izinto eziningi labo dakuicorruption nokubulala lezinti siyabulala vele yasukothile siyalungisa aeliyaleilageria umama lwamichendi ngesile iza kungwa futhi kuyele khona ngoba sekunokuthi eyindoda okhona laba banika ithuba lapho bavuse leli lizwe bangalivuse umama bona hayi umama bayakhaphisa izinto kahlesile ungakhangela ugaka majeri ngathi benhlanganiso yabrazil abazimelayo ungakhangela unkosazana dlamini zuma u-au ngale bathiye belungise izinto zaba kahle kodwa kungangena thina besilisa hhayi bo kuzobuya la besifazi kunabanye abanejelas njengomunye ebabonayo lapho abathi bona hhayi into ziya forward saphothani yini isaphothani izinto zenu ziye phambili ngibona ngathi ngathi kuhlangula phakathi kodubolelesilalo lapho elinje
Kolide, sikhangele indaba yokuthi abantu besifazana vele nxa sesikhangela ipopulation yeZimbabwe kulabantu abasifazana abaningi ukwedlula abesilisa. So njengoba they're in the majority, kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo? Why singela for example umongameli wesifazana?
Yikho ngikutsho ukuthi ilungelo lawo babithi lawo bantu abanalungelo abalithiwayo lawo bantu babuye futhi babe ngabantu abayisabayo ngoba ilungelo labo kabanalo elithiwayo. Ngabe kulo mongameli wesifazane ngabe kulo mongameli umuntu uvayisi laphana ingokungokwayenzakala kancane nje kofide kwachithika ngabe sithi hhayi ilungelo labo kalihlonitshwa njalo kabanasapoti labo bantu ukuthi bafundisane bona bodwa ukuthi babe besibinzi futhi bazi bami ilungelo labo kalihlonitshwa yonke bangasihlangula phakathi kwedubu lelesilalo eliyenzakalayo lokucorruption lwani into eziningi ezenzakala elizweni bangasiyedalawo kanti kakhulu ngoba kanye inigeria is a good example lapha intin africa lapha
Hayi siyakuzwa sibasa siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo futhi.
Hayi kulungile baba.
All right, let me head over to Muzari Abiona Mataranyika. Abiona, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Right, the caller highlighted a lot of things here that seems to be very important, and I'm really excited that I have you on the program because you are actually one young person who is trailblazing, who is, of course, the first female president of this SRC in a prestigious university in Zimbabwe. Now, he talked about the fact here, Wuti, the biggest issue is that they don't seem to be supporting each other, one. Two, he talks about Achidanzi. There's not enough opportunities for women in Zimbabwe. What is your take on that?
Number one, addressing the issue of Kutivakazi, our support. For me, I can't really be in a position to say that because during my position, I feel like I was able to address the issue and women have a different perspective about empowering each other now, from what I said, because most of the people that were supporting me were women. But to a certain extent, he is right. That's the norm. Women usually do not support each other, and we need to work towards that so that we can make so much impact because, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, you get what I'm saying?
But I'll be honest, as women, you're in the majority. What exactly is leading to the circumstance whereby you're still somehow held down by the minority? How do we get to a situation whereby the majority themselves are held down by the minority?
I mean, but now also comes back to our history and the roots of our cultures locally, you get what I'm saying? I've been told to be like that. You must have a home. You have to be a home. You have to be a home. You have to be So other women have so much potential, but I've got to be something that seems to me is I'm going to be a home. You have to be a home. You have to be a home. So, the religious leaders, so they play a very important role in the society. That is educated my mind, because even in my church, So we need to educate those people in prominent positions in order to educate them as my children. Because sometimes they don't know the right thing they have, they don't know the potential they have, you get what I'm saying? So I said, educate them as my educational empower. Those that have acquired positions like I have done. That's how the cycle goes and it gets important. And I like the conversation. You can tell how women are breaking chains, making a difference by empowering themselves and attaining to be in certain positions that were normally attained by no counterparts.
All right, let me hold you on the line for 1 second. Let me head over to Tando. Let's hear what she has to say about this. Tando, who's our connecting man? Tando, who's connecting man? Ngibonakani uThando's not on the line. All right, so abantu ngempela bayabhala ku Facebook ukuthi ongeza ukuthi nginomlaleli. I have a caller ongenayo kuhlelo.
Hello.
Tando. Connecting
with?
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. I thought you would say I had lost your thing. Now, I have been in the Uzwilo Usan Ushiwongu, Abiona Mataranyika. It seems as though that our culture is something that's, playing a role. Now, it says Kurumango Wundendezwe, Wabendabisfazana Elizweni. Now, considering the fact that how do you then turn around something like this?
But I feel like okumele kwenzakale ukuthi abantu babuyele ekudefineni ukuthi amasiko avele eyikuyini. Ngoba we have a very diverse history and there are a lot of events that happened in our history and a lot of things happened towards ama particular direction. Ukuthi kwakungabantu ababesenza iculture yona leyo eyenzela ukwenza ababekuhlosile ngaleso sikhathi. Ukuthi ukuthi ongawukuthi nxa umzilikazi wayesithi obama abahlale endlini obaba besiya phandle besiyavikela kumbe besiya conquer amanye ama-states wayesenzela ukukhulisani isizwe sakhe senzela ukuthi abafazi babe nespace kona lesiyalo sokutheswa ama-reproductive roles abo. Not necessarily saying ukuthi abafazi kwakungalethanga abe-productive back then. So thina nxa sithatha ama-culture asemuva ngani, kuyabe kumele ukuthi siwafake kwi-context yethu, sizwisise ukuthi i-context yethu esifuna ukukwakha kahle kahle yikuyini and kwathiwa ngobani. Because I don't think ukuthi i-culture yo esincindezela kakhulu, and I don't think ukuthi abafazi labo bancindezelana kakhulu, but ngokungama-mindset nje ama-perceptions asewafakwe emakhandethu ukuthi every time xa sikhuluma nge-gender equality sokumele sigcone i-culture yethu, noba singayishisisisanga ukuthi i-culture yethu ivelela ngaphi nokuthi iya ngaphi. And sifuna sigcone i-culture, sifuna sigconana abafazi. Ngiyakutshela eZimbabwe sebetshelwe ukuthi you are each other's enemies kakhulu, sebezobe believe ukuthi bayancindezelana. Kukanti ungakukhanyelisisa kuhle kuhle nxa sebesithi sister lapha kuma-meeting abomama ngabantu abavele bekwazi ukuthi kumele bakhule njengabomama towards i-gender equality. So ngenxa yokuthi kulokungama-perceptions okuningi-ningi esasakutshelwayo, satshelwa nokuthi abafazi abana-capacity. Kodwa nxa sokubuya kubobaba kubuzwe i-capacity yabo ukuthi bona bane-capacity yini yokwenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. But yinto esasazitshela kakhulu sagcina siziziliva. I-culture yona leyo i-culture ivele iyenziwe ngabantu, njalo i-culture ekwanisa ukuthi itshintshwe ngabantu. And ukutshintshwa ngabantu ayisikho ukuthi uyabe ungasalandeli amasiko akho, uyabe ungasahloniphi, uyabe uhlonipha, but ukwazi ukuthi okwenzayo ngalesi sikhathi ukwenzela lokhu.
Now, Thando, I'm reading some of the comments that are coming in right now. Someone highlighted something very important. He was talking about Nxasi City Honorable Thembiso Nyoni saying that government is working towards empowering women. And he says, if you look at recent cases, for example, the divorce case that was happening between the Vice President, General Chiwenga Kanye, with his wife, he feels as though that's just one example of how women are mistreated, especially by government officials. What do you have to say about something like that?
I totally agree with the Lomlaleli Ubuti, because according to the law, according to umthetho obhaliwe, we are sure clear Ubuti when parents separate abantwana bahamba nomama. But in several cases wona umthetho useqiwa deliberately to suit obaba. So umlaleli uqinisile kakhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe, yes, lokhu esikhuluma sibili nge-gender equality, but sikhuluma one step forward and 10 steps back what when it comes to ukwenza. And maningi ama-instances, especially from ama-leaders ethu, where they are abusing their wives, abanye babatshaya physically, and everything that is happening. But as much as sikhuluma nge-gender-based violence and nemithetho ye-Domestic Violence Act emihle kakhulu, ukulandela besingakalandeli, just like with most of our laws in Zimbabwe, ukuthi we are very good at writing very beautiful and flowery policies, but we do not follow as a people.
All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ngizokuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo. I see. Muriye Zimbabwe manzwa kubva kuna Thando Gwinji angachinyatsotsanangura ndamvunza nezvanyorwa nemutereri papage redu revoa Shona apo angachiti aiwa hongu tanzwa zvataurwa naHonorable Thembiso Nyoni tichiti avachiti hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa iri kushanda nemazvo kusimudzira vanhu kadzi munyika, asi ivo vati havabvumirane nazvo nemhaka yei vanyatsonyorawo maondoro avo vakati aiwa mukatarisa zvabva kuitika not so long ago apo pakaitika pakabuda divorce case ya deputy president ya vice president General Chiwenga nemudzimai wavo kana kuti vaimbove mudzimai vavo amai Mary Chiwenga zvinhu zvasina kumira mushe, saka iye abva anyora muteereri zvechokwadi achiti aiwa nemaondo ake. That's just one example zvinoratidza kuti aiwa kodzero dzevanhu kadzi dzirikuendera mberi dzichingombunyikidzwa munyika. Thando abva ati aiwa hongu anobvumirana nemaondo emuteereri. But I hear ngilomulaleri ungenayo kuhle hello, and ndine umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatinzwei kuti vanoti asizoni kuti yena utsini. Kola kola muteereri, ndiri mugamuchira muchirongwa. Ngiyakwamukira kuhlelo. Ari parunhare ndiani? Yeah, chief, zviri kufamba. Hello, angisakuzi.
Ayizwa mina ke kumama mayi, parsei.
Ah, mushe, ari paru nare ndiyani.
Okay, ndiri kwa Timothy Stole. Ndiri ndiri ku kudrive kana.
Aiwa makunzwika zvakanaka mukoma Stole, endirai mberi tinzwa maonereng.
Oh, ndinotenda chaizvo nokufonerwa nemesibhekezeni. Munoona dambudziko ramunozonyanya kupa vanhu vekunze kwenyika wanaka kuAfrica vananani. Asi isusu tinosangana nemachallenges acho tiri muno muZimbabwe. Saka munofanira kunge muchitifonera muchitibvunza kuti pamuri zvakamira sei.
Aiwa musatye.
Panhau yegenda yekai, hamuno muZimbabwe baba, tokwata nguva mai. Takatosara.
Hii ndaa mchidaro mkumatimu.
Guru, inaweza wa mindi ya tina. Haipo chese jino ze munu, anoze munu chacha pake zake. Haipo chese. Kuzo chiku anokazi kwa cho, takatoso vanane, takapinga mai joisi mchidu. Ndiwezo kaita kuti vanokazi wako, one kira o, anokia ura. Ati muna ona. Kati, for example, and it one of the one vice president lady, and it is
zvino mukoma Timothy, sezvo vari vanhurume vari kuendera mberi vachingombunyikidza kodzero dzevanhukadzi, pane zvatingaita here sevanhurume kusimudzira vechikadzi?
Dambudziko ndinochema nenyika dziri mbiri vakafanana nevanopaka something vakamirira nabritain handii. Tinoona panenge vanotida but varume ava vatori neupinyi nesu
inda
nokuti dai vaitida vaifanira kungobvisa hurumende tine utinyi handii. Soko vakangozwa mwaati imene kutoka kwandiri kuita kuno hazvichamiri kana mangwana akashongwa handii. Kupaura maone vako akanaka unoona kuti akadaita riyadaidadai saka bhilela America vanongopa masanteni sabe kwata kuti zvemi nadoka ano afeta ino vacho vano vaya vanachiwenza vanongopira chende vana mechi azvava zvinombobatsira pasikudzidzwa chei rumene cho tiyo likugura hondo pablawayo penda apa ndokwandogara kublawayoko zvakapera vakazvunda machedzero ekumachedzitanga zvigura hondo. Bakakorera chakamboitwa bhilena miriwa vakadarisa ndipo wanogadzi panapa vanhu vanokadzi vaingorohwa vandikuona kana ti mavhidhio maingoziona pati yazava mhosva yaparwa mai vangozvifambira saka zvandaifungidzira zvokwanza kuita ezeni opozisheni pati danzwa vandanditapita zviyana taura uyeri wenzvikiwa opozisheni pati ndotimu yakatopererwa yazvachose nekuti haiende nokwanisa kuita vanongongoshaisha iye kuti mwari apinde pati ino dzinarigeti yedu isusu dzinarigeti yedu atofa I'm 43 years right now pati ovedanze ivhen nevana vangorege vafa handiti imveni kuzvipa kwazvo kwavari kubvidha vakati vasimudze musoro vakandorohwa handi munoona saka hazvina zvatinobatsira kana tine chigavhumeni chakadai imveni kwatinosevendera vakuudza kuti ane traki driver kati andemire 300 bond 300 bond wachinzi 300 bond chinokwanise ti chonokwanisa 300 bond saka indawo yegovernment yekuti takamirira mwari kukozeni pati yakoniwa takungomirira mwari iyo abrile neamerica yacho yakoniwa inotyowa mine negovernment taitangobviswa poende kugovernment ropre kati maybe zvizvingeita zvakanaka kuti mukodzero zvemadzina zvichengetedze kodzero zvevana vedu zvichengetedze ino nevana vedu vechikoro chevari kuabviswa vari kuenda ku nyamurumira tevo vari kuzvikoro ikoko inoti zvinenge zvakavaomera.
Aiwa mukoma Timothy, aiwa tinotenda, pane vamwe vateri vada kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa, asi sezvo maisa chitemo chenyu musatye, tichapota tichikufonerai tichikupinzai sezvo murimi muri paground. Handiti ngoma
tiri panyanga paya pandipindazive muno muharare muno mublawayo sokuti ndokuzaisipazavanu pakamirazo ende zviriita pakati sandwa dongoroho waivheni nozimomo zvakangodaro asi madzimai ngaachengetedzwo ndo vakaita kuti gova vaiita vanhu vana mai vedu asi vakashohwa makumbu
I was. Tinotenda mkoma Timothy, tinotenda nukupinda mchirongwa. So, Muriye Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Timothy, he's one of our callers on the ground. Timothy highlighted something similar to what one of the callers was writing. And kuna ma angry face arukunaya from mkoma Timothy. Aywa, asi tinotenda shukuru msakanga nukushia chirongwa. As I was saying, Timothy is one of our callers, he's there in Zimbabwe. First thing he said is, Aywa, Studio 7. Please, please make sure that you're always calling people on the ground to make sure that, Aywa, you hear from first-hand experience what's happening on the ground. I also asked Timothy, okay, so what exactly is your take on the issue? And Timothy highlighted several different points. The one thing he highlighted is something very similar to what the Facebook writer wrote on our Facebook page, VOA Studio 7, where he was highlighting an incident that recently happened that included the Vice President, General Chiwenga, and his wife. And he said he feels as though that's just one of many examples that highlight how women are treated in Zimbabwe. He highlighted how the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru was treated, and he feels as though that's another example of ill treatment of women in Zimbabwe. So I'm looking to hear from you, Muriye Zimbabwe. Nyora ema comments mutuzo. Tell us ukuthi lewubona njani uDabulesilalo namhla kuhlelo. Abantu abesifazana bayathuthukiswa na eZimbabwe. Now, kupage redu re-VOA shona wanu arugunyato nyora zvechokwa di. Mike Chauke arugunyora anzi hashtag topic across South Africa, Pretoria West in Soshanguve, Gauteng province. Vanyora anzi hashtag topic mukoma murutama nenguwa nyika dzava kuda kuguma mazwano 2020 pava ne 100% kana kuti 50-50. Anzi uyakafa, anzi kare honai, kana mdara wawuya, vakada kwa pasina chatenga tujika doro. Neva name kuti ndipa. Saka mkoma wavarungo nyora, anzi aiwa nyaye 50-50 iri kuitika muZimbabwe. Let's head over to my guest, tinzi wakuti, iwo wavari kuzutambira sayi, zuru kubuda mchirongwa. First person I'll head over to is Abiona. Abiona, you still on the line? Now, a lot of things seem to have come out. Callers seem to highlight one thing. Whilst we're on the same topic of gender equality and women being treated highly, a lot of callers seem to feel as though one thing that seems to be highlighted is that they feel as though women are not treated right. They gave an example, like I keep highlighting, of what recently happened with Mary Chiwenga and the Vice President. They gave another example of what happened with the former Vice President, Joyce Mujuru. And they feel as though it's a very loud statement that right now, as is, we have two Vice Presidents that are both male and none of them are women. They feel as though there's not enough representation of women in government. Is this something that's reflecting amongst women, especially the young women in Zimbabwe?
Sorry?
I'm saying, is this are these sentiments the same amongst the young women in Zimbabwe?
Yes, because there are a lot of women out there having been interacting with different women.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually realized that there are a lot of women out there that are ready to take up this position. It's just that they're not being given a chance. It's just the big fish that are giving each other positions, maybe because of their promises they would have made to each other, or we don't know the reason it might be, but I feel like the people that are in those big positions are the ones that are supposed to advocate for women attaining for this position and acquiring this position. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, let's look at what's happening. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying because the appointment of Vice President is done by the President, and if he was also advocating for gender equality or whatever, he would have appointed Murume Nemukadzi, but then that was never the case. So you can already tell, you say, Nika, where do we stand when it comes to women also venturing into politics?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's zone in, because another challenge that the callers seem to highlight is what's happening in universities, schools, and within communities, whereby they feel as though the current situation, how things are in the nation, are making it very difficult for women to get by, because they feel as though women are the ones who have to face the brunt of what's going on. They have to face the main challenges. Panouya Murume Kumba, Mwana Anakujika, Anza No Shushwa, Tadimai. Panenya Zagasiana Siana, Anska Jinji Munona, Mind Duanga Chichema. How is this something that's, how is the situation in Zimbabwe right now where we look at the economy, education, and so forth affecting young women?
Education is very hard. There's a number of that's when you also go back
kuti roots zvinongo tovana muZimbabwe kuti takura kids vari kuma, so having grown in that environment, women vanodzipinda nevarume vaitandira, and this is vakadzi vashoma vari kusumuka kuti vatorewo maposition in the process of educating women, and vakawanda vakati vakuziva kodzero dzavo and how they can acquire these positions and also aspire to be in these positions. And the economy yakaoma, and varume ndivo vari muzvinzvimbo zvikuru as we speak in Zimbabwe. Chiri kushanda zvedupi vakadzi vasvikira vo, but varume ndivo vane nzvimbo dzikuru. It's like here at the university. Varume hard, right? And vanhu vanenge vachida zvimwe zvinhuwo like besides the food or whatever, right? They go more to my commodities and other things, right? And you don't know how many are the ones that come here and luring women using those things that they know women do not have. Exactly. I could do that. People and ladies will just resort to other vices in order to what to just get what they want. You get it? So the rumor, because some that are in those great positions, they use that for the advantage and disadvantage women at the end of the day. So wakazi vakatsachana nemba and support each other as the majority, and so I don't think we would have instances whereby men are taking advantage of our women.
Now let me head over to, hold on the line, let me head over to Tando. Tando, what's up, Tsungwen? Tando?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Right. You hear a lot of the things that seems to be coming out. How is the situation elizweni affecting abantu abasakhulayo kakhuluka abesifazana ikakhulukazi kobulawayo?
Okay, number one, there are no opportunities at all for the growth of young women ababobulawayo in either sector econ. Because if you look at in politics, you know why, with the quota system econ, it deliberately leaves out young women who do participate meaningfully in politics, because you don't have the number of years that they require for you in that political party to be recommended to represent your party through the quota system. And as it is, Katese, they are looking forward to renewing the quota system with amendment in the constitution. And the same amendment in the constitution is also looking forward to giving young people only 10 seats in parliament, which is not enough, really, especially for Sosia Kanyela, ama young women. You'd see that those 10 youth seats will be occupied by male youth. So leaving nothing in it for our young women. And when it comes to the economy, young women are not there when it comes to technology, when it comes to the fourth industrial revolution, because a lot of us are moving, they were left behind in that sector. And yet everything else that is going on is pushing them towards that direction. Among new innovations, entrepreneurship, if you're looking at the economy and looking at everything else that is driving this informal economy as Pilaguyo, you need to be tech savvy. You need to have those kinds of skills. And if you don't have those kinds of skills, you need to have land. And young women, as it is right now, the access to land avala completely. Yeah, it takes years, if you are not corrupt, for you to actually get a stand from the housing department. And even our communal land, our makaya, and our umtano in Kazana, the cartels, so our opportunities are gonna aya a gripper, aya as well non existent for young women. And I think for us to move forward, we really need to rethink how we are actually approaching our key development sectors and trying to actually amplify our voices, the participation of our young women, more than just the people who are participating when we use our workshop, your capacity building.
Now, Tando, What's in your book, you highlighted the importance of amplifying these voices. How do you go about it?
Yeah.
Because if there's anything to go by, a lot of people seem to, the biggest cry that Abantu have is they feel as though Abantu abesifazana are not, abaphakamisi izandla zabo besithi hayi lathi sifuna ukuba khona bona abantu bangathi who wants to be partaking in it, Abantu abesifazana abakhulumi.
Yeah, I feel like khathesi abantu besifazana abaphakamisa izandla bakhona, but bayadilwa ngube lokhu bephakamisa izandla zabo zingabonakali. And I feel like it's up to everyone, lama stakeholders are involved, ukuthi sinazelele ukuthi if half of us are oppressed, because, okay, if most of us are oppressed, because abafazi make up the majority of the population. If most of us are oppressed, then we are only an oppressed people. So it's up to everyone. Ukuthi xa umntwana wenkazana ephakamisile isandla sangabonakali, wonke umuntu akwanise ukuba naye, akwanise ukukhuluma on her behalf, ukuthi umuntu lo ophakamisile isandla kodwa sibonakalanga lapha lalapha lalapha. Because khathesi even ungakhanyela mzari lokhu engiletha ama-examples e-politics, ubakhayela ku-2018 elections, baningi abankazana who wanted to run for elections, but none of them won any position of office koBulawayo. But babezamile ukusukumela phezulu. But kumele ukuthi masesukumele phezulu, thina sirealize as a people ukuthi it's also our duty, it's also our role to try and make sure ukuthi esihamba sikukhuluma sithi siya-empower bama siyakwenza.
What's in your bum, Lomo? Abiona, are you on the line? Abiona?
Yes, Michael.
Oh, okay. Now, let's talk about solutions here. This is something that's been happening over years. Year in, year out, we come and we commemorate International Women's Day. What are the possible solutions to ensure that the gap itself, when we talk about gender equality, keeps closing and we don't have situations whereby we have to be discussing how, for example, the vice president is treating his wife in public?
I think there are groups that are actually there to support women, and I feel like there should not be groups that are only there on paper and on social media without actually doing anything. I feel like it's high time to also strengthen these groups and show our capacity as women. And I think by that, realizing our capacity and that we are the majority, as long as we work on that and we actually know our capacity and how much we can change a lot of things by just empowering each other and ensuring that these groups or people that are already in these high positions make sure that they are empowering other women. I think we can get to a point whereby women are now empowered and we can now stand up to people like the vice president without even looking at the fact that, yay, the vice president, and I think we can drop out. I feel like if we claim our space, rise up as women, empower each other, we can achieve a lot of things.
Now, whilst we're on the same issue of women empowerment itself, I also asked Tando the same thing. Tando highlights how it's very important to amplify women's voices. And one challenge that I highlighted to Tando is that over the years, one thing that seems to keep coming up is the fact that they feel as though women are not wanting to participate enough. They're not putting their hands up to say, hey, I'm here. Pick me, I want to be a part of this. How do we go about ensuring that women feel or are confident enough to want to be a part of these proceedings that lead to women being empowered all over the Zimbabwe, that lead to the gap itself, the gender equality closing?
I think like I mentioned earlier on, I think those that already have the courage to claim those spaces and are in positions whereby the norm was in Jingle Jivaru, you know what I'm saying? Let's use those women to empower other women, right? Because I was, you say, let's do this as women, you get what I'm saying, right? Femininity, like I said, my trainer, I don't have a problem with empowering other women to aspire to be in this position. They have seen me, I've done this. It's a journey, yes. But then if Abiona could do it, and they, Abiona could do it, why can't you, the other party, do the same thing? You get what I'm saying?
think the only way to solve this is by, because Ramira could my roommate has a we have already that if ever got decisions, but that will not break, it will not break, you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do, let's could you just want to blame us the might another union, let's get run away from the idea that it is Mandio Mukazi Mukazi. Let's change that narrative and set it in a certain manner, you could do not, because especially at a point whereby they're empowering each other, supporting each other, and I tend to be like that spirit, a lot of things are going to change.
Mm-hmm. All right, Abiona, so let me give you an opportunity that you can bring to as well. Before I head over to Zando.
I think it's important, but you know, the sky is the limit. Let's do this women and empower each other, and you see how far we can go. And as I mentioned earlier on, that's my favorite statement, that quote, teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Abiona Nukupinda Mchirongwa. I really, really appreciate it. And once again, congratulations on being the first female SRC. I look forward to seeing what else comes in line for you.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, so let me head over to Uthando. Tando, usakhona icingweni?
Ngikhona.
5 minutes left in the program, Siswami. Bengicela ukuthi usitshele phela ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okumele kwenzakale ukuze abantu abesifazana bazibone besethuthukiswa elizweni. Njalo besizuphosela amazwi akho okugcina.
All right, mina, I think okuqakathekileyo khathesi ukuthi the Ministry of Women Affairs. The minister for the legal progress towards gender equality anyway. But if you minister for the legal, I feel like certainly was there. If it is basically advice you say, if it is there for a reason, if it is go back for the last year the way ministry of gender equality got in a lot of budget, if it is very family, so you are in love. To a minister, Nama officers are Catherine Zalaoguti, Vazami Uti, Bati up their game than one when it comes to sourcing for financing for gender equality energy. And Katesi, everyone is running towards the decade of action 2020 to 2028. So, you know, the immediate security now we have back with Beijing, Lavage, Ama gathering our Kuluma gender equality. What is the Tata Ama strategies, Konaran? But Tata Ama strategies, we in Africa, we are implement that is one of the limitations of our signatory, our Beijing, Lavage, Ama instruments of society that promote gender equality. And Betty, there's a movement that we're selling the Lamaya Amanized sectors. I are closer to women on the ground because no matter how Kuluma is up there, Kuluma Raman numbers, as long as Raman numbers don't translate to lived situations and the reality on the ground, that is all Rani Aguna Lutasimos. So I'm like really encouraging you with this movement that multi stakeholder approach. It is a surrender, even a church, even Lamaya Ama institutions are corner around. That are directly in touch with women, whatever efforts that are being put forth towards gender equality, they are actually worthwhile, they actually create a meaningful and lasting change. Thank you, Bob.
Ulawini amazi okunikeza abontanga abasakhulayo.
Okay, so ontanga abasakhulayo, I think ngingabagqugquzela ukuthi bahlale belokhu besukumela phezulu. And ukusukumela phezulu kungabi ukusukumela phezulu. Sisenza the same old, same old, ebe siyenza ukuthi uhamba ka usukuziwe nokuthi lapho participate khona kuthiwa sisikana balance ministry kuphela ugazi lokutshelwa kutsho. So ontaka abathi bathole ama opportunity ukuthi bakhulume. I think bagqugquzela ukuthi bakhulume with ama voices allowed. Because ukukhuluma komuntu oyinkazana eyedwa ukhulumela labanye abankazana around i-community yakhe automatically. So ngifuna ukuthi bazame ukuraise ama-voices abo and bakhulume very loudly and try to penetrate ama-spaces ona lawa abangeleyiyo. Ye bazathi awunamthetho bazathi unamawala kodwa kuyabe kuqakathekile ukuthi ube namawala ngaselaleso sikhathi ukwenzela abanye abalandela in ama-footsteps
All right. Thank you so much, Tando. It's Kati Tsuthet Liweng Mangwe. I really appreciate you joining us on the program. Thank you so much, sis. All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Tando Gwinji. We also had Muzwari Abiona Mataranyika, who is the first female president of the SRC Students Representative Council, a University of Zimbabwe. Sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo namuhla muri eZimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ngatione kuti vanhu vari kuti chiko pamapeji edu. Hanzi napo Maphosa evening watching you from Dangavura kumutsare. Aiwa tinotenda une kupinda muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe. Ini nguva yangu ndeyapera. Ngatisanganei paTwitter nepainstagram at BigMike3. Mokwanisa zvakare kuchitumira mamesaji paWhatsApp paplus 1302 465 0318. Anokoneka nemufaro, ini Mike Hove. Bye bye.